Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Okay, so you learn something all the time. There's so much to learn by walking the streets and getting to know people, even more so if you're afraid or intimidated by what many people call the hood. You might learn that people who are portrayed as scary, so-called thugs, I say that in quotes, and you know what I'm talking about, are not quite as scary as advertised. Take those gang members, for example, in Baltimore who were accused of igniting the city's unrest after Freddie Gray's funeral. Turns out the rioting was inspired by young people, not them, young people, high school students, who for whatever reason decided to take on police. Some of those gang members told me and other members of the media that they were there trying to keep the peace, not start a revolution. Now, we don't want to be naive because, of course, gang members do bad things that end up hurting themselves and their communities, perhaps more than any outside or parallel oppression from the man. They aren't so much as bad people as they are victims of bad choices made under circumstances that you or I may not necessarily understand. I know this because I live among those young and not so young men. I'm related to those young men, cousins, friends, classmates, who got, quote, caught up, as they say. Caught up, of course, shorthand for falling into drugs or the street life or becoming baby daddies instead of fathers. I know that because those young men and not so young men have been a part of my past and, dare I say, will be a part of my future. I know that because, like President Obama said yesterday, I could have easily been one of those young men. While relaunching his mentor program for young men and boys of color called My Brother's Keeper, the president talked about growing up without his father's presence.
We see ourselves in these young men. I grew up without a dad. I grew up lost sometimes in the drift. And the only difference between me and a lot of other young men in this neighborhood and all across the country is that I grew up in an environment that was a little more forgiving. And at some critical points, I had some people who cared enough about me to give me a second chance or a third chance. Today is just the beginning. We're going to keep at this for you.
The president said that's his lifelong mission now, even when he's out of office. In a piece for CNN.com called Lord of the Flies, my colleague John Black wrote about older black men have all but disappeared in certain communities in his home city of Baltimore. When asked what happened to the older men, one 28-year-old man told him this. This is a quote. "This is old here," he said, pointing to himself. "There ain't no more old heads anymore. Where you been? They got big numbers, or they in pine boxes?" In street syntax, that meant long prison sentences or death. As a journalist, I don't know how to fix all of that. Centuries of oppression, apathy, neglect, poverty. But what I am sure of, I'm sure a good start is this. Getting out of your hermetically sealed car or neighborhood or office, that's one. Empathy is another. Get out of your hermetically sealed car, your neighborhood, or your office. I've known this for all of my life, but walking around Ferguson last summer and Baltimore last week, it was a good way to be reminded.
I saw a story, Don, that says that Baltimore's Big Brothers program,
the mentoring
has seen
program.
has seen a 3,000% increase in mentorship requests.
Mm-hmm. They said Baltimore's are flooding.
3,000%
in requests.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baltimore. There's a story in the one of the business journals that said Baltimoreans are flooding Big Brothers, Big Sisters with inquiries to become mentors. Now that's good news.
See, that's the other side of it. So there are people who really want to step up as mentors to match the 3,000% increase in requests for.
So one of the stories I did when I was there, there were people who, hundreds of people out in the park, and part of this was brought together by some of the gang members, right, and some of the community leaders, people there walking around with trash bags, picking up trash, cleaning up the communities after the rioting. They had food, they had music, they were dancing, they had the kids out there. It's not as scary as you see on television. Now, yes, the unrest and the rioting, the people who are doing things, that was terrible. But there's more good there, I believe, in the community than bad.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not as scary as you think it is just by watching TV. That, if you go in the communities and you walk around in the streets, you'll see that. But you know, you watch the news and you say, "Ooh, or watch The Wire," and you think it's not what you think it is.
It's not what you think it is, because again, they aren't bad people. Now they do get this false bravery once they pick up a gun, right? And then you talk to the attorneys and the people there, and they say they get to jail and they go, "Oh my gosh, can you get me out?" It's these, they're not these animals that's portrayed or quote thug unquote thugs that people call them on television. It's not that.
I agree, Don. I agree. All right.
Have a good day, y'all.
Good job, Don Lemon.